The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
The cultivation of an Islamic identity has been our ongoing topic. Our discussion has reached a beautiful level where we have talked about many things. We talked about the components of an identity. If you remember that idea, we talked about the idea of mind, body, and soul inside of Islam identifies who you are. The I-ness and the who-ness is what an identity is. When somebody asks you, who are you? That's the answer of your identity. Then we talked about the idea of the power of thoughts and how thoughts sometimes can really cultivate who we are. Remember the chain of thought, which seemed like years ago now, from fikr all the way to thought. That one instance of a thought now could really kind of have an impact on who we are. And then we talked about the three barriers in this identity. From this inferiority complex that I refer to as internalized Islamophobia, to the power of doubt, the destructive nature of doubt, to a fear of rejection. And I said that if you remove these three elements, then you get to a stage where now you are comfortable with being distinct. That was last night's talk. I talked about the fact that being distinct is a very fitri, innate reality. All of us deep down inside, we all wish to be distinct. We have this idea of being ma'loom, known. We want to announce our arrival, either indirectly, directly, subconsciously, consciously. There are those who walk in a room and want the whole world to know it. There are those who quietly come and sit in the corner, but nonetheless, inside, through various means, they are and they understand that I am somebody, I am unique, and I want to make sure that people recognize me for who I am. The example that I gave last night of many that really stood out for me, actually wasn't my example, was that you could be sitting in a very small group, right? 3 to 4 people. One man comes and says salam to 3 of you and ignores you. If you saw yourself as nothing but a part of a group, that would have been sufficient for you, that salam, but it wasn't. You were annoyed that how come he didn't recognize me. So even though I'm sitting in a part of one group of 4 of us, I am distinct. I am 1/4 of that group. Now the whole premise last night was the idea that if we do have this innate fitri need to be distinct, we need to direct that towards being distinct in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I talked about how and what and where all that was yesterday. And that brings me to tonight. Now tonight, when you remove those barriers, part of the tool that we use to remove the barriers is knowledge. Now before I get to my content, let me make one sort of a discussion as a muqaddama, as a preliminary talk that's important. This dunya, this world is a world of distraction. It's a world of tests, as you know. It's a world of one hurdle after one hurdle after one hurdle. I oftentimes tell my elders in the audience now, you should, with your children, sit down and tell them your story. Tell them where you were born and when you got here and how you got here and where you came from. Because all they see is that you walk into a building, you turn on the mic switch, turn on the light switch, and voila, the program is ready. Or they see the fact that, you know, they have a home and everything is there and the latest and greatest and all that. They don't see the journey. Because part of what you end up doing by telling your children or your grandkids, for some of you, that journey is that you give them a little bit of this understanding that if you struggle, you could achieve something. One of the challenges of this generation of ours today, these millennials that I will kind of target between 13 and about 30, 31, is that they look for ways to make things as convenient as possible, and God blessed them for that. Everything is an app nowadays. Right? When I was their age, an app was nachos and a spinach later dip. That was an app in a restaurant. What are your apps today? Now you say app and something else. So anything and everything they've made very convenient. Click of a mouse, a swipe of a finger, and that's it. It'll take you from point A to point B. Imagine those days now. We used to call a person and write down those directions. 401 West, 401 West, get off at 410 South, right? Steeles, Kennedy, and running it down. The problem is that while convenience is great, convenience only goes so far. And if you are convenient enough in terms of looking for ways now to make things better, the element of struggle becomes removed from you. That sometimes, and not everything can be achieved by a swipe of a finger. And somewhere along the ways now, this generation now has adopted, I'm being very, very general, I realize that, not all of you are like that, but somewhere along the way, this equation was adopted by today's youth that ease equals value. If it's easy, it's valuable. If it's not easy for you, it's not valuable, which means what? Leave it and search for the next easy thing. So if you are stressed out at your job, if the course is too hard, if the marriage now is not right, even what, 90 days in, 30 days in, then drop it. Quit the job, drop the course, divorce her. It's not worth it. And we think for a second that the ease that's in the job, in the course, in the marriage, is from the job and the course and the marriage. But the issue is me. So I will go from job to job to job to job, looking for the ideal job that's easy. Nothing is ever easy, of course not jobs. And I will be this rotating door in and out of jobs and out of jobs. And until I realize that, whoa, maybe it's not my past 7 jobs, maybe it's me. And so I tell a lot of young couples that are not willing to fight for their marriages that, look, you guys can separate and divorce. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. But if you think that the problems that you face internally will stop at this marriage, you're wrong. You'll take those issues you have and you will now enter the second marriage, the third marriage, the fourth marriage. Until you actually define now the issues within me. That requires a little bit of struggle. Whereas Islam says not ease equals value, but rather struggle equals success. I have said this many times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in everything a result-oriented creator. He's very much a process-oriented creator. Which means that if you adopt the right path and you adopt the right process and you work hard, it sounds better in Urdu that Allah doesn't want command from you, He wants koshish from you. Doesn't want perfection from you, He wants struggle from you.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi. كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.